Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I come in quickly. It's because my partner has allowed for such a thing. He knows it's safe. There's no preparation. There's no special breathing. No oxygenation. No facing the right direction. There's an acknowledgement that the peace of the Creator belongs inside you. It's always been there. You don't have to strive to get it. You're born with it. That's what this planet has that others don't at this particular time. The only planet of free choice, you've heard this in the past, you've heard this. The only one that is struggling in this galaxy at this moment with the shift. Others have gone through it. But you're the only one. To use a phrase, all eyes are on you right now. For those who don't know, the channel is being given in what you would call Newport. Greater Los Angeles area, California. And it's the end of a day of many energies. And it's a safe time. It's a time for you to relax for just a moment and listen. To listen and absorb some information I'm going to give you that is a timeline. This is not the last meeting of 2015, but it could be. And what I mean by that is because the subject will be as though it were. It is about 2016, it is about 2012, 2011, 13, and 14. It's about something that is so present in the room. Recalibration. We never really, really talked about it. Not like we are now. Some of you relate to this strongly, because what I'm going to give you is what I will call chapter and verse of your life. There's a term I would like to define and one I would like to undefine, if there is such a thing. The term is wayshower. Kryon, what do you mean when you use the term wayshower? These are those who, in your terminology, are vibrating at a multidimensional level and will end up being the teachers of what's next. The wayshower recalibrates first. Doesn't it make sense that the instructors should be given the information before the pupils? We've got a lot of instructors listening here in the room. Instructors and wayshowers in your own way. Whether you are physically teaching, whether you are giving readings, whether you are channeling, whether you're a healer of any kind. Whether you affect others' lives with your voice, any kind, or with your presence, wayshower, one who is tuned in to what's coming. Now, let me undefine a term. Vibration. Vibratory rate. Dear ones, both of these terms are linear. They say that something is vibrating higher than something else. You might even then assume it's a frequency, sound, light. It's higher than something else. That's all you got. And it's wrong. The thing is, you don't have any other word. you don't have the knowledge yet on truly what is happening here. We speak of multidimensional things, and we don't want to lose you in science, dear ones. We want to then embrace you in something that's going on within you that you can't describe because you don't know yet how to describe it. In a quantum way, you have received something that creates what you then have called higher vibrational consciousness. But it isn't higher. That would be 3D. Oh, it's quantum. It lays on top of a three-dimensional reality and enhances it in ways there are no expressions to tell you. Perhaps along will come a quantum physicist someday and give you a name for it. You are entangled with something much different, dimensional awareness, and you are a way shower. My partner has it. His dimensional awareness is me. Do you know how many years it took him to acknowledge me? A lot. I wasn't in his three-dimensional reality or those of his friends at all. Now I'm firmly entrenched in his reality. And even today, he can't really explain it to others. Who is Kryon? How do you feel? What's going on? And the answer is yes. That's all he's got. There's a multidimensional presence that overcomes him right now, and you're hearing it, that is beyond him. And yet it's part of him. He becomes a way shower. And this is just one method of way showing. Those in this room who have had intuitive flashes of communication differences, of healing differences, who literally have a stream of consciousness to the other side, call it what you want, they're way showers. And dear ones, all of you have gotten used to that stream of consciousness. It's elevated beyond what anybody has. And in 2011, it started to recalibrate. 2012, the whole year was about this stream, an interruption, a change of frequency, an altering of normal for you. The things that you counted on for years that would be this precious stream to the other side that is so automatic and is so beautiful, so wonderful. It was home to you. Home, home. Home. When the stream occurred, there was nothing else but home. That's where you belonged. Anything outside the stream, forget it. I'm talking to some people listening or not here who need to hear this. And the stream was interrupted. The stream of consciousness, that multidimensional string that attaches you to the other side on a constant, continuous basis was interrupted. The way shower was recalibrating first. I sat right here in 2013. In the beginning of it, the end of 2012, and I told you, don't start anything new in 2013 because it won't work. Not really. Not the way it would work later. Because a recalibration was going on for the wayshower. It was a bad time to trust intuition that was failing. Intuition that was failing. Do you know what it's like, dear ones? to see the door to home opening all the time, for you to walk through it, to experience these thoughts and this wondrous light. It helps you sleep at night. It helps you sleep at night. It's the connection. Do you know what it's like when the door slams shut? And then later when the door is gone. That is the recalibration of the Wayshower. Starting in 2011, moving into 2013, everyone is different. Every single human is different. Your process, how much of the multidimensional you have, you're all very unique. But many of you felt it. There are those who felt it so profoundly, they left the planet. Life was over. When the door to home was shut, that was it. They didn't want to know why. They didn't want to know if it was going to reopen or realign or recalibrate. It was just over. And they left. And some of you know them. You say it was too soon to go. But they created their own dis-ease. So they didn't have to endure a door that wouldn't open anymore. Or a best friend who stopped communicating, or it slammed shut and they were alone. They were alone. And then they're the ones that endured. And just when they thought it couldn't get worse, it got worse. Because in 2014, we started recalibrating the DNA. Consciousness is one thing, DNA is another, because DNA is attached to cellular structure. And cellular structure, when it starts to become dysfunctional, the immune system goes haywire, and you catch things. And you did. Now you have the best friends who slammed the door, and now you've got problems. You're starting to feel differently. Your cells are not cooperating. And I am describing a lot of those here and listening to my voice. Wayshowers had to recalibrate first before anyone else. I'm crying. I talk about the great shift. I talk about the recalibration of humanity. And there's so many humans around who says, I feel fine. It's just fine. It's like it always was. Oh, there are some problems, but it's not that bad. They're not wayshowers. They're not the leading edge. We have to show what light really is for a new planet. And I don't care how old you are, how young you are, this is not about age. There's only one reason to recalibrate. There's only one reason to recalibrate, only one. To stay. You see, the transition called death is easy. In other words, it is a rejuvenation of the soul. You come back young. And why wouldn't you want that? Many decided that's what they wanted. A wayshower who really understood said, I can do better in a younger body. That is a life's plan that's between you and spirit, and many chose that way before their time. My partner knows, his friends, some of them chose that. I told him where they would be. They're going to be his way shower when he returns. Appropriate, proper. They didn't recalibrate, they left. And the only reason to recalibrate is to stay. And in the recalibration process, there is a timeline for the way shower. And the timeline, the end of 2015 is significant. The timeline is that 2016 is the end of the recalibration for the way shower. The end. It is the completion of a cycle of readjustment to this new multidimensional energy that comes at you totally different and in color instead of black and white. That starts slowly to realign itself and again to become your best friend. You don't get one door. Oh, how singular of you. You got a lot of doors. All opening at the same time. This is a multidimensional way shower. This is where it's going. Imagine, healer. You always got the message of where to touch and what to do and what was wrong. Suddenly you got many doors showing you what's really, really there at multi-levels. Not just where to touch or what to say or a tone to say or a prayer to give. But a whole book for everybody. I want to tell you what's next. It's starting to happen to the way shower right now in 2015. It's going to last into 2016 because it's different. It's real different. An awakening Akash. Let me explain it. We've given several channels just recently in various places that are not here in this country. And we've told people that one of the biggest differences in a reincarnated soul in the new energy is that for the first time, the soul starts to evolve in consciousness. And one of the attributes is this. You come into the planet remembering that you were here. You didn't know your name, you didn't know your family, but there is the feeling when you open your eyes, I'm back. It's not a mystery. As you then proceed, you realize that you have wisdom you shouldn't have. Let me explain. When you're a child and put your finger on the stove, you never forget it. And all your life, your finger never goes to the stove. When you open your eyes again, in this planet, you will never put your finger on a stove because it's intuitive. It's wise. You never had to make the mistake again. That's the difference. An awakening Akash is one that starts giving you information about who you've been, not specifically, but the experiential who you've been. So you won't make the same mistakes. But dear ones, this can be confusing because an opening Akash sometimes gives you energies that you don't understand. So instead of lessons that you've learned, sometimes it comes in as misunderstood drama. Fear, confusion. Now, somebody here had to hear that. Somebody is listening who had to hear that. I want to tell you that what is occurring to you that is in your mind and in your brain and in your Akash is a beautiful system of remembrance for spiritual survival. You will never have to make mistakes again, not these. And when you come back, inbred, instinct, you will never have to make those mistakes that you made this time around again. That's a promise because that is an evolved, recalibrated human being. That's what's going on. The astrologer, the quantum astrologer, Michelle, has spoken of the energies that the stars will give you through their alignments. That is correct. We said it before, 2016 is the completion of a cycle, but in addition, it is the beginning of another. It's the year of discovery. Now we're going to talk about regular human beings, not way showers. You're going to find yourself in difficult straits. Consciously, decisions are going to have to be made between black and white, literally between light and darkness, and how you stand on each one. It is a year of exposure. Discovery is not necessarily discovery of wonderful things. You might discover what's under the rock when you move it. Years, we talked about this. We said that one of the attributes for you to look forward to in a great shift over a period of years will be finally the exposure of the energies that are inappropriate with Big Pharma. Stand by. There are things that are going to just begin to be exposed that will be inappropriate, which will lead to other things. Pushed along by dysfunctional insurance, it will be exposed little by little. We told you that these things that do not have integrity in your society cannot exist in the light. They can't. There'll be decisions to make. Not just you, but of your government. About keeping something dysfunctional or not. And dear ones, you're going to have a big say. Just like you have had in so many other things that lacked integrity that you would not then work with anymore. It is another thing that is going to be discovered. There's more. Dear ones, in Cusco, days after the attack in France, I told you about the dysfunction of those in the dark. When you don't have light, you're dysfunctional. Those who have light will see far, far more than those in the dark. You know that. And so the very seeds that they have of dark will be their undoing. They can only get so big without succinct leadership before factionating. Fights within themselves for leadership. Watch for that. Without direction, watch for that. The dark, they will stumble into each other and do things that don't make sense. And we even mentioned it. What kind of sane person will take a stick and hit a beehive repeatedly to see what will happen? And that's exactly what they're doing. They have no idea there's bees inside. No idea. All they want to do is create fear. Maybe the bees will be afraid. They'll never come out. They're not functioning well. They don't have the kind of logic that you have, which is the logic of light. Humanity will pull together in ways you've never seen before to beat up the dark. In ways you've never seen before. The year of discovery. What if you could pry off the lid of all of this and expose suddenly where most of their funding is coming from? Get ready. And when it happens, the ones who are funding them will be shamed. Shamed. Into retreating. It won't just be blood money. It's death money. New terms will be given to it. And I said to you, don't be surprised if some of these are allies and perhaps even some of your tax dollars are going there. And you will say, shame on you. And they will retreat. As the funds dry up, the army will dry up. That's the biggest bomb you've got. Expose the funding. a recalibration of humanity. Wayshower, you're almost done. Now starts everyone else. And they're going to come to you and they're going to plead and they're going to say, what's going on? We don't understand. We're afraid. And you can stand like a bastion of light and peace and look at them and they can see it in your eyes. And they can say, why are you so peaceful? What have you got that I don't have? Tell me. And they can sit at your feet, Wayshower, and you can open the doors and let the stream come forward and channel the answers that are beautiful, that make sense, and give them something to hang on to. There's hope. You're winning. Light will win. How long will it take, Cryon? The answer is yes. How long do you want it to take, Wayshower? Are you consumed with what's wrong with you, Wayshower? There are so many listening to this, and I'm talking to you. Not necessarily in this room. I am talking to you. It's time to open the doors and not be so consumed that they've shut. That's a whole nother issue. So what? They're going to open now if you let them. But you're not going to get that result until you're done with what's happened to you. Done. Completely. Turn the page. Now it's time to stick around and make a difference. It's about time. You've been through it. There's thousands of you who are listening to this and know exactly what I'm talking about. Isn't it nice to know that 2016 is the completion of this for you? No more recalibration. Now it's time to calibrate to the energy that you were born for. That's why you stayed here. Recalibration and calibration are different. Now you can simply put the calipers on the energy that is and know the doors will fly open and the stream returns. And you don't have one best friend at the end of that door. You've got best friends in all of them, and they're infinite. They all fly open, and you're home. Did you hear me? You're home. And now it'll be time to help those who will begin to be in trouble. Everywhere. This country, other countries. Darkness is not done with you yet. History will call this something, a name we don't have yet. Unique it is. A dark army that has no common language, not even a border. It's the first time in human history. Recruiting from everywhere with its darkness, appealing to those who reject the light. Recruiting from everywhere, moving around as they need to. Unique in history, but not in this galaxy. We have seen this before. We told you it was coming, and here it is. So, dear ones, believe me, light is winning. Your media, all they do is stir it up and make you afraid. If that's your reaction and you know it, turn off the media and turn on your light. That is what we're talking about. Do you have the courage? Do you have the guts to say we're winning to somebody who's just lost somebody? Your compassion is king. The masters of this planet walked around with it. People are at their feet all the time because the masters had something everybody wanted. They shone like the sun. You felt peaceful when you were around them. They could sing to you, and you felt it in your heart. And you just wanted to stay with them. That is a Wayshower. That's who you are. And people are going to come to you, and they're going to see the light in you. And no matter what's happening on the planet, they won't fear. because you went through it. That is recalibration. Twenty years ago, I told you there'd be a change in the magnetic field because magnetics is allied to consciousness. It is. Subsequent to that, there's been scientific proof that when there's compassion on the planet, the actual magnetic field strength changes slightly. It's allied to consciousness. We told you the magnetics would change, and it is. We've given channel after channel about moving through areas of space that are going to change it. Have you noticed everything is involved in this? Everything. The heliosphere of the sun. Have you noticed the sun is acting differently? Have you noticed? Did you notice that that then creates some weather anomalies? Have you noticed? It's all related to the shift, all of it. Science will have their own independent reasons. Sometimes there's many reasons as there are science. For scientists, they don't know. I'm telling you, we told you it was coming, and here it is. What more do you need to know? Way sure. The whole Earth is involved in something bigger than anything on any media or that you'll see for a very, very long time. Are you part of it or not? That's the message you cry on. That's what I call the homeroom message tonight. For those who will leave this place differently, maybe, than you came. Thinking a little differently, perhaps. Feeling you're more important. I hope you do. Feeling that we may even know your name. I hope you do. That when you shut your eyes at night, we know your name. I hope you do. That you were born at this shift for a reason. Not to be punished by recalibration. So you could come out the other side and do your job. I'm talking to old souls in the room and listening here. Old souls who know very well that it was not an accident that has you born now. What are you going to do with it? You got to start thinking higher than any system you think is happening or whatever you're told or afraid of. Oh, it's different. It's way different. The earth has never seen this, and we saw it coming, and we told you it's the reason Kryon is here, is to guide you through this. The precession of the equinox that centers in December 21, 2012 has 18 years on each side of it. That's where you proceed through that which is the stripe in the sky called the Milky Way. The precession of equinoxes is a 36-year event. Came 26 years ago, but it was only 18 years ago we got going. Now you know. You also know a little bit about the time frame of Kryon. This is the 36 years of the shift. It's a completion cycle for the planet. Not just of its planetary wobble, it's a completion cycle of old consciousness. 36 years. And what year are you in now? It also gives a little hint on what's to come, how long it may last. Time to get going, isn't it? Time to get going. We know your name. We know your name because you're one of us. Do you believe God is inside of you? Do you believe the Creator of the universe is part of you? Do you believe that inside the DNA there might just be a piece of multidimensionality. I have to be careful what I say. The doctor is here. Dear Yai, what you see now and what you're seeing in the future and what you're working on that you don't know about yet is what happens when multidimensional energy is ready to explode. You see things that were invisible before. They weren't visible because they weren't supposed to be visible. And the multidimensional laser that you have is exposing them for the first time. I'll leave it at that for now. And so it is.